for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, joining us right now, as he does every Monday and Friday, and he will continue to do, is our good friend Ben Standig. Ben has a podcast called Last Man Standig, which is excellent. Ben covers the team, and he's going to continue to cover the team despite some bad news career-wise, but just a short, interim step back because Ben is talented. But I'll let him tell you what the news is. I've known for a while when Ben and I have been talking about this, and I'm sure he has with other people as well. But he did put it out on Twitter, and go ahead. Tell everybody what's going on.
Kevin, appreciate all that. Yeah, no, I found out recently that The Athletic wasn't going to renew my contract after 6 years. So obviously a bummer, enjoyed my time there. But, I've had time to process it. So, moved on, all good. Going to figure out what's to come. And, look, you're not guaranteed these jobs. So I was fortunate to have it for as long as I did. And, the bosses get to make the decisions just like Adam Peters and Dan Quinn do. So, Got to respect that, and that's all I can do. But, like you said, nothing. The rest of it will stay the same. Podcast keeps going. You're letting me still stay on here. So,
not letting you. You've earned it, and the station wants you to stay on. Look, you and I have talked about this, but I'll net it out. Ben is really good at what he does. Over the last several years, I wouldn't have him on twice a week, especially during football season, if I didn't think he was really good. And I think he's done a phenomenal job covering the team. And I think The Athletic's losing big time by moving on from this after 6 years. It's a rough business. All these businesses, post-pandemic in particular, haven't been, this has happened to so many in the industry. But this one, when it comes down to, and I can't speak to anything, with respect to their situation, but when it comes down to talent and interest level in Ben's writing on The Athletic and his covering of the team, it's second to none. And you can tell that in the responses to Ben's tweet today about his career at The Athletic coming to an end. But you will move on. You're going to continue to cover the team. You'll have a podcast, and I am assuming you'll end up writing somewhere else.
There's a couple options about that. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do next, and hopefully some other opportunities will come out. But we'll keep it going one way or the other for sure. You know, I got to get my thoughts out there somewhere, or I'm just gonna, you know, go crazy. So yeah, we'll work out eventually. Up, yeah, you'll be able to read my work as well as listen to it on the podcast and here. So yeah, all good. We'll figure it out.
Their loss. But we're not losing you. We're still going to have you, and you will land on your feet. You've always done that throughout your career. And by the way, have always not only landed on your feet, but gotten better with each, you know, stop, each successive stop, you've gotten better. All right. Well, you know, we're here for you when we need you. I'm kidding. We're rooting for you big time. So,
Real quickly,
did you see what Saquon Barkley, you know, said? These players are always into creating slights and creating reasons to be motivated, but he's like Washington didn't show any interest in me in preseason. You know, that's why they're getting the BTA, belt to backside. First of all, is there any chance, had Washington been interested in Saquon Barkley last year, that he would have come to Washington?
I mean, I can't imagine it. I mean, look, obviously Saquon Barkley is a tremendous player. He had an unbelievable season, and he definitely torched this team. It would have made zero sense at the point of what we knew, what we thought we knew about this team coming off a 4-win season, to sign a running back of all positions for, you know, decent enough money. You know, that's just
all-time money.
Yeah, I mean, that's the extra, you know, piece when you, like it was for the Eagles, who, a team that had never historically invested in running backs, decided that, I think they decided that they have to give Jalen Hurts a lot more help. He can't just sort of carry this thing. I don't buy that he would have come to Washington, and I certainly don't think it would have made sense for Washington. Again, hindsight is, you know, all that. If we had known that Jaden Daniels would have the year that he had and everything would go the way it did, sure, having Saquon Barkley would be great. But at the point, it didn't make any sense for this team or that. And again, from his perspective as well, like, if the choice is Philly or Washington, I don't know why he would have picked Washington, considering Philly was much closer to a title contention.
Of course, and Philly offered him the largest contract in the history of the league at running back because they were so close to a title and felt like he was certainly, you know, a missing piece, if not the missing piece. Like, that's one of those, it's like, dude, keep, you know, do whatever you need to do to motivate yourself. But when you go public with something like that, you just sound stupid, because our team wasn't ever going to offer you that because we were in total recalibration mode, and you would have never even considered it. Never. I mean, zero chance you would have considered Washington last year unless they doubled the money that Philadelphia paid you. We talked about something earlier in the show. I don't know if you saw this, but Pro Football Focus basically did, with the six quarterbacks that were taken in last year's draft, 2024 draft, in the top 12, a ceiling and a floor for those quarterbacks. And I turned it into basically, you know, Jaden Daniels, after 1 year, what do we think his career comp ceiling is? And what do we think his career comp floor is? Now, they used current players, Lamar Jackson being the ceiling, Kyler Murray being the floor. I went with Steve Young as the ceiling. I've always felt like stylistically that Jaden is like Steve Young 2.0, but even more explosive, even more athletic, and by the way, taller. And I went with the floor as Michael Vick. I didn't prepare you for this, so if you need more time, I can give it to you, and we can move on to something else. But does something come to mind right away? A ceiling comp and a floor comp for Jaden Daniels?
Well, from the ceiling perspective, I swear, when you said that, the first name that came to my mind was Steve Young. You know, Randall Cunningham, there's some of that, but Randall Cunningham, ultimately his career was not as... he didn't reach the heights that we think Jaden can. And yeah, I mean, Steve Young's mobility, there's an all-time run by Steve Young, if you go, you find it online.
Yeah, stumbling, bumbling run, yeah.
Yeah, it was an all-timer. You know, he was incredibly accurate. you know, could get the ball down the field. You know, the Super Bowl win over the Chargers is easily one of the biggest one-sided games ever. So, no, I like that one a lot. The floor, Michael Vick's a pretty good one. You know, I don't know, maybe that's an accurate one. You know, Michael Vick obviously had some fantastic years. You know, obviously his career got interrupted by some off-the-field stuff. So, I don't think that's a bad one for sure. You know, like I said, I have to say to myself, okay, am I going overboard with this? You know, things happen. People go backwards sometimes, or, you know, life doesn't work out the way you think, and I just can't figure out a scenario. Again, you know, knock on wood, barring injury, where this happens here because of just what he showed last year. And if it was just about the physical tools, then, you know, okay, maybe you have a little more question about is it sustainable over time, but it isn't. He's a football nerd. He really, you know, studies this stuff, works at it all the time, and, you know, the demeanor, as we saw last year, just insanely calm and poised at all times for a guy who was his first year in the league. You'd think that's only going to get better. So, yeah, I think yours are pretty accurate. I mean, like Lamar, I get it, but like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the biggest Lamar guy. He's obviously a hell of a player, but, you know, look, Jaden is already, in one postseason, has impressed me more than whatever Lamar has done. So in the postseason, yeah. So yeah, no, I think the ones you said are pretty good.
Yeah, you know, when you said sometimes you almost have to take a step back and say, hold on, am I getting way ahead of myself? And I do that with him all the time. But like, if we're talking about ceiling, I actually, when I threw out Steve Young, because I've always just felt like, man, Steve Young, if he plays, you know, from his mid-20s on in San Francisco with Bill Walsh and Jerry Rice and John Taylor, you know, and that whole gang, I mean, he's got more than two MVPs. He's probably got four MVPs and more Super Bowls. I've always felt like Steve Young is a top 10 quarterback of all time, and he's not always listed that way. He is occasionally. But I thought to myself, is his ceiling, Jaden's ceiling, higher than Steve Young's? Is it Patrick Mahomes? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it, you know, is it actually, you know, I mean, this is nuts, but is it one of the two or three greatest of all time? I mean, what we saw from him as a rookie, if I told you, in 10 years from now, he's going to be a two-time Super Bowl winner, a three-time MVP, and already a lock first ballot Hall of Famer. You wouldn't immediately push back on that.
No. I mean, you know, I think to the point of like, it is only 1 year is probably why I would say like, I can't go much higher than Steve Young as an upside right now, because to say Rodgers or Brady or any of that's just, you know, that's just a bridge too far based off of 1 year. But certainly, you know, if he keeps this up, then that's a whole other story. And by the way, on the Steve Young part, sometimes I would play this game in my head. If we did a draft of all, you know, for 32 teams, all-time players, like in the Super Bowl era at least, or maybe since like 1980, whatever, I have always thought to myself, I would let all the other people jump on quarterbacks immediately because that's what would happen, and I would take Steve Young later. That's always been my plan in a hypothetical game that will never happen. So, I have high respect for Steve Young, and I think that's Steve Young's career would have been even significantly better if he hadn't been stuck behind Joe Montana for a while. So, yeah, Steve Young is a pretty good one.
Yeah, I didn't know that you felt the same way. I've always felt that way about Steve Young. I've always felt like in the conversation of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, because he really didn't get started until 30, 31 years old, you know, after Montana had gone to Kansas City, you know, but still there was a 4-year period there where he was ridiculous. And he was in that moment the greatest dual threat quarterback of all time. And they weren't even allowing him to play dual threat football, meaning designed runs and option runs. They didn't have that. I shouldn't say design. There were quarterback draws. There were, you know, but there was no option. There was no zone read in the game back then. Imagine what a great zone read quarterback he would have been. But then as a thrower, he was great. Here were the two differences between Jaden and Steve Young, I said. Number one is Steve Young was not a tall quarterback. Like he was, I'm looking at it right now, 6'1". Yeah, he was shorter than Jaden. And number two, as explosive a runner and playmaker as he was for that time, Jaden's still much more explosive than Steve Young ever was. But in terms of throwing the football, Steve Young threw it so well. And, you know, a lot of West Coast, obviously, with Walsh, but quick release, quick read, threw with anticipation. Remember the throw that beat the Packers in the playoff game to Terrell Owens? He's a two-time MVP, first ballot Hall of Famer, and both of his MVPs were in his 30s. I mean, he also had Jerry Rice and then Terrell Owens. Like he had some great players around him, and not Walsh for the entire time. Obviously, Seifert took over, and Mike Shanahan was his offensive coordinator for the Super Bowl year when he threw 6 touchdowns to beat the Chargers. You know, Steve Young often gives Mike Shanahan as much credit for his career as Bill Walsh. He has said that many times.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But anyway.
Yeah, no. Look, having Jerry Rice helps. Ricky Waters at running back, he was great.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the thing with Jaden. Last year wasn't just his first year; it was the first year building up this team. And you know, other than Terry McLaurin, you know, as we know, they didn't have too many established pieces, established here at least. And you know, a lot of, you know, dart throws, and some of it worked out. So in theory, it should only get better going forward as they, you know, draft more players, add more pieces, et cetera.
The other thing I pointed out about Young, remember the concussion issue he had. He got concussions many, many times during an era in which, you know, roll Steve around, he'll be all right. We can put him back into the game. You know, certainly next week he can play. And towards the end of his career, even though he was making Pro Bowls, he was not the same player that he had been 3 or 4 years earlier, even though he was still playing at a ridiculously high level. So I guess Albert Breer over the weekend had another comment about the Terry McLaurin contract situation. He was answering, I guess, a mailbag question, and he said, there's a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it is still not in a great place. So we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done. I know this is repetitive. I know that we talk about this, and we will until the deal gets done. But any change in your level of concern about a deal getting done before the season starts or before camp starts compared to the last time? Because your concern level has been where mine has been, which is not that concerned.
Yeah, I don't think I've changed much. Here's what I would say as, you know, a new report, as you said, Albert Breer said something, and I'm sure there'll be others in the next, you know, few days of other people put out content. I think to a degree, this is right now just an echo chamber. You know, as we know, or, you know, as I'll say, you know, the team is not talking as far as I know. Like, there's been very little coming out about the team's perspective. It's obvious based on some of the previous tweets that people are talking to, you know, Terry McLaurin's agent or people on McLaurin's side of things, which is, you know, fine. But everything is still, therefore, coming from that angle. And that angle is pessimistic either for real or pessimistic because, you know, that's how they help, you know, get what they want out of it, right? So I don't know that anything has changed. And I think, again, it may be ultimately proved to be, they are super far apart. But I need to see a lot more before I start getting overly concerned. You know, we may not. You know, everybody's also sort of on vacation. I mean, not that not that you can't negotiate from wherever you are, but, you know, people are stepping away. And they're still, as every day goes by, I know people are getting a little more anxious. I have, like, random friends and others texting me all the time, what's going on? You know, they're going to fix this thing. And I'm always like, you know, all right, just calm down. Let's see. So, you know, again, we get to the close to training camp and nothing's done. And then I might start getting a bit more concerned. But for now, I just think that everybody is kind of going with the same information. And, you know, when the team starts to either say something publicly or start getting a message out privately, then we'll have a better feel for where this really is.
Yeah. All right. I want to switch subjects with you. Did you read the Rich Paul statement on LeBron picking up his player option?
I did not. I've been out of town last 20 or 36 hours, so I've kind of missed it. So what happened?
NBA free agency starts what, later today, tomorrow, something like that. So LeBron James picked up his $52.6 million player option with the Lakers for next season. Now, typically, you know, and I read that come across the crawl. I guess I forget when, last night or whatever, and I'm like, oh, he's staying with the Lakers. And then here's the statement from his agent, manager, whatever, guru, Rich Paul. LeBron knows the Lakers are building for the future. And he also wants to compete for championships. We understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. We do want to evaluate what's best for LeBron at this stage in his life and career. He wants to make every season he has left count. And the Lakers understand that, are supportive, and want what's best for him. We are very appreciative of the partnership we've had for 8 years. By the way, I couldn't believe that he had been with the Lakers for 8 years. But I guess he did leave after the 2016 title, right? In Cleveland, he must have.
Thereafter, I heard the other day that this stint he's been longer with any team in one stint. This is the longest he's ever been.
Wow,
Cleveland more in terms of total years,
I think the pandemic, you know, those years just threw a lot of things out of whack for all of us. But he finishes up, Rich Paul does, by saying we're very appreciative of the partnership that we've had for 8 years with Jeannie and Rob, Jeannie Buss, Rob Pelinka, and consider the Lakers as a critical part of his career. What is that? If he wanted to leave, why did he pick up the player option? Why didn't he just become a free agent?
Right. Well, I mean, look, LeBron, you know, we always have the conversations about the GOAT and this, that, and the other. Like, I've always dinged LeBron because even though there's a perception of him being, you know, this great team player or whatever, that things always go sour whenever he, at wherever he is. And, you know, it's about him. And I'm not saying that he's the only self-interested athlete out there, but obviously not. But with him, it's very obvious, and his agent is making it even more obvious with that kind of a statement. But by the way, last time I checked, the Lakers were the third seed last year, and they didn't get Doncic until late into the season. And also, you know, look, they never had a center all year. Like, so, you know, I don't know if they're going to sign DeAndre Ayton now that he's a free agent or what they're going to do. But, do I think that the Lakers are positioned to beat the Thunder or the Rockets or if Denver gets some help? Yeah, maybe not. But at the same time, it's not like they're that far away. And, again, he just added Luka Doncic before he barely played with the guy. So you would think if your really goal is to win, like where is he, if that's your goal, well, where are you going? You're not going to OKC. You're not going to Houston. They just got Kevin Durant. Look in the East. I mean, ironically, if he went back to Cleveland again, that might be his best chance because Cleveland is arguably going to be the best team in the conference after the regular season that they had and all the other teams.
That's what I was thinking. But somebody mentioned it. I think it was Windhorse this morning, mentioned that since he picked up his player option, the Cavs would have to trade between 4 and 6 players to make that happen. I guess the Lakers could waive him, but why would they do that? Like, to me, it's like, LeBron, you just picked up the player option. You're going to be playing for us in 2025. When you picked up the player option, it was with us. It wasn't with another team. It wasn't with a promise that we're going to trade you with this player option. Who wants to trade for LeBron with a $53 million one-year deal? Seriously.
Yeah. Well, also, I think this is like a way to shot across the bat of the Lakers to say, hey, you know, what are we doing? We got to get more help, which, of course, I assume that they recognize that, and I don't think they're going to go into the season again with nothing at center. They tried to get Mark Williams last year, and for whatever the reason, he failed the physical, so that went away. And, I think they'll, I presume the Lakers will figure out ways to add some help. But, yeah, look, if the goal was to really win a title, if that's the number one goal, I'm not saying anybody should give up the money. $53 million is a lot, even for a guy like LeBron who's made tons of money. But, yeah, you could have opted out and then gone ahead and, I don't know what Denver's situation is exactly or Cleveland, but, you could have figured out a deal with them where I'm sure you're making, like sort of the Aaron Rodgers situation. Like, Aaron Rodgers didn't ask for the moon. He's like, all right, give me $20 million, I'll live off of that. He didn't say, give me, make me, the highest paid quarterback or anything like that. So he could have gone down that route too. But, again, when you're used to the world bending the knee to you, then you make these kind of plays because you just think it's going to work out. And then, in fairness to him, it largely has. Don't get me started on all of that. But, I think that's that's what he's doing. It just, whatever.
If he ends up moving on, watch him. He'll work Bronny into the trade to come with him, which will be annoying. I don't know. I thought it was a weird story. He has a no-trade clause, too, so it's like he gets to dictate everything by signing that player deal, but it's just weird to see somebody pick up a player option and then talk in terms of, thanks, this has been quite a run. You guys have been great to me. Now let's figure out a trade to send me to a real contender. And remember, those standings, remember how bunched up they were at the end. They were the third seed, but they could have easily been like the seventh or the eighth seed. It was pretty close. And they were never.
They only got Luka at the end, and Luka obviously was going through whatever he was going through. It appears he's in better shape already. We'll see. So, I would think that adding Luka Doncic from the start of the season is a pretty good addition. Where are you going? And, this is, again, I think that one reason why things always seem to end badly where he is because he makes statements like this that makes it clear it's him above all. You mentioned Bronny. I feel bad for the kid, but that was just another example of it's LeBron over the team. So we see this over and over and over again over his career. People want to pretend that's not the case, but it is, and this is just another example.
Free agency starts at 6 p.m. today. The Wizards have to sign a big man, don't they? Don't they need? Maybe they don't. The goal isn't to win, But they don't, do they even have any sort of defensive big on the roster? I don't think so.
You know, they added Kelly Olynyk in the Jordan Poole trade. Yeah. Kelly Olynyk's still a pretty productive big man. I mean, not like a, you know, not saying he's Mutombo, but he's a pretty productive guy. He's the kind of guy, in fact, if I was a team, you know, a contending team, who I would look to want to get, maybe it's at the deadline. So there's that. And, you know, Alex Saar as well. But, yeah, their team is like loaded at wing and guard. They need to get bigger bodies. I mean, at some point I'm imagining they trade one, if not two, from the group of C.J. McCollum, Marcus Smart, and Chris Middleton. I think Middleton's probably the least likely just based on his contract and injury history. But, you know, you trade one or two of those guys, and obviously the goal is to get picks out of it. But maybe there's a way to get another big man out of it. You know, they also have Rashawn Holmes, who, you know, he exists and, you know, whatever. He played in the league. But, yeah, in theory, you'd like to see them get another big. But, you know, look, small ball is obviously a thing. They can, if Keyshawn George has some size, maybe they play him more at the four. You know, you go crazy with some of these really, you know, wingy lineups, and maybe, you know, the Koulibaly is up there. But, yeah, I would agree with you. In general, just for functional basketball, I think they need at least another big.
All right. Keep me posted, of course, and best to you. Ben's been phenomenal, and I think many of you feel the same way. The Athletic is going to miss him big time. Thanks. I'll talk to you later.
Kevin, you rock. I always appreciate it. Thanks to everyone out there as well. And, yeah, we'll talk soon. See ya.
All right. Ben Standig, everybody. So remember that list of 10 reasons the Commanders would be a dumpster fire that we read through last week? The same writer wrote the same list, not the same list, but came up with a list of why the Eagles would be a dumpster fire. More on that next.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.